Sunshine and 69.
Yeah, not as much sunshine. Well, we had the sunrise coming through here this morning.
Right.
So obviously the sun keeps, the day keeps moving on, but it illuminates different parts of this building that we are in, the Lorain County History Center, as we celebrate Elyria. Our Celebrate Elyria's series includes all the different towns we go to, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers. And this portion of our program is brought to you by Life Care Centers of Elyria, Medina, and Westlake. Learn more at lcca.com, but we can learn lots more if we talk to some folks about that. Terry Hodgmans joins us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
And also with us, Kirk Swager. Thanks for stopping in this morning as well.
Thank you.
A lot of people come to Elyria, live here as well, and talk a little bit about some of the things that are taking place with the Life Care Center in Abbeywood as well here in Elyria.
Well, yes, we are growing our campus. Well, we have grown our campus. So what I thought would be interesting to some of your listeners would to learn about the Abbeywood starting in Elyria in 1986 with just an independent living center and 28 employees, adding Life Care Center of Elyria and the Abbeywood, then adding an assisted living, and now encompassing over 200 employees in Elyria and housing over 200 residents. We are phenomenal at rehabilitation, so we have obviously rehabbed and returned many Elyria residents to their homes after recovery from a hospital stay, etc. And then we also, like I said, have assisted living and independent senior living on our community. I brought Kirk with us here today to introduce him as the new sales director for the Abbeywood. I don't think a lot of people know Life Care Center of Elyria and the Abbeywood. Our sister facilities were owned by the same parent company, and we have a full continuum of care on our campus.
Oh, and you have people, so some people come in for the rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
Other people who might also be at Abby can utilize that as well.
And absolutely. We even have our own therapy department go to the Abbeywood so they can continue their care. Say they start at Life Care Center of Elyria, realize they can't go home, they move to the Abbeywood. Our therapy continues at the Abbeywood with that resident there and helps continue to provide them the strengthening, balance training, and other things to keep them independent.
Right, and that's the key, right? It's to keep them independent.
Absolutely. We want to keep them in the setting that they're most comfortable in. So, for instance, if they're in independent living, if they're in assisted living, we want to make sure that they stay there as long as they can. And then if they do need a higher level of care, we have the opportunity to move over to Life Care if need be.
How do you blend the two facilities so that maybe they have a similar aesthetic, or people feel as though, oh, I'm going to the Life Care, this is a whole different look? Do you kind of try to have, you know, interior decorating that's sort of similar, or the ways you design things to make the people have that sort of home feel too?
Well, definitely. We have our own corporate support, so we have what they call Life Care Designs, and so we have professional designers that have done that. They've complemented each area, like our assisted living complements our independent living, and our skilled nursing facility all have a very comfortable feel. You know, they've done studies on what colors are most inviting, what colors are most relaxing and welcoming, and they've utilized those colors in all of our areas.
Right. The balance between sort of having things that are functional but yet making sure that it's aesthetic as well.
Yeah,
with
absolutely.
Lighting and making sure that you have the types of equipment and everything.
Absolutely.
That's there.
And Abbeywood's apartment style life is very nice because everyone can bring their own things from home, and it feels very much like home, obviously, to them. And the nice thing is they can be independent, come and go as they please, have their own apartment, but utilize services like therapy to help them and other things like meals and housekeeping so that they can enjoy their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I have noticed in my experience before I came to Abbeywood, I had the opportunity to visit a number of senior living communities and to work in some. And what has stood out about Abbeywood is the family atmosphere that goes beyond the bells and whistles of any sort of an apartment. But when you go there, you feel a sense of community. You feel this love that the residents have for being there, as well as the staff. And it is just so homey. And you don't often get that in a senior community. It can sometimes be cold and sterile, but it's totally opposite in the Abbeywood.
So you have the term senior community. What does that mean to you in a sense of what age ranges do we talk with, and different people have a different attitude of what they think when they see a senior community?
Well, our residents can start at age 55 and can move clear up to end of life in the 80s, 90s, any of those times. But typically what we're talking about is probably in the 70s and 80s.
Okay. But there's all sorts of different, I guess, options for people that move in for that as well, too, right? Do they have people that have stays, short stays as well? Or do they have them, you know, what's the length of time?
Life care typically has shorter stays with the therapy. Mm-hmm. We can do a shorter respite stay if somebody would need additional time. Let's say that they go to life care, they're not quite comfortable yet going home, they can come to the Abbey Wood and receive additional therapy there until they feel safe returning to their home.
Sometimes I joke with Bruce on the air about 70 is the new 50, and I would think at the Abbey Wood you engage the residents with a variety of programs, because people, maybe they are 60, maybe they are 65, but they can still be very active.
Oh, absolutely. And the one thing we have, you know, we had a happy hour yesterday with a wedding theme to it. And we have activities throughout the day. A number of our residents can come and go as they please. They may still have their own cars. So it's a very active lifestyle that we want to promote with them and keep them engaged the entire time.
When you are talking to prospective people there or families, what kind of talks do you recommend, or if people listening now thinking, I know somebody or myself might be interested, what's the best way to proceed with that as far as coming?
The best way to proceed is to come in and see our community. We want people to really feel the culture that we have there. And so I would love to have the opportunity to give them a tour, to offer them lunch, anything along those lines, so that they can see what we have to offer.
It's best to see it rather than in a pamphlet, right?
Absolutely. However, Life Care Center of Elyria does something kind of nice. They do success stories. So we will show a resident or a patient that came in from the hospital and what they were able to do when they got there, and then we will showcase what they're doing when they leave. And that really speaks loudly, obviously, to the people in our community thinking about, wow, after a hospital stay, should I go home and get home care, or should I go, you know, to Life Care and get therapy twice a day and you know, really enhance my potential to recover fully, you know, in a quicker manner than going home and only getting home care a couple of days a week, you know, so
right.
Something
yeah.
like that.
So that's one of those things, too. And, of course, mm-hmm. If people want to find out more about some of the location to do that, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yep, they can just go on our website. We have a virtual tour, or you can telephone us. Obviously, Kirk will answer any questions at the Abbeywood, and I'll do the same at Life Care Center of Elyria. We also have the Life Care Center of Westlake and Medina. If we were unable to meet a person's needs, like, say, memory care or something like that, the other facilities have that available, too. So we are lucky to work for a large company and have a lot of resources available to the residents in our community here.
Oh, that's great. It's good to have, and it's always good to know. We always hear about Abbey Wood and the different things that are going on at Life Care Center. Yep. Thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Again, our section, this section of Celebrate Elyria brought to you by Life Care Center of Elyria, Medina, and Westlake. You can learn more at lcca.com to find out as well. News is on the way coming up, and then the Ramsey Show here on WEOL. Craig, we've had a successful morning of our Celebrate Elyria presented by Vandermark Jewelers, and we'll next be heading to another location. Do I need to? Are you still holding up?
Mum's the word. Okay, mum's the word, but we'll work it out. Thanks to Mahesh back at the studio for keeping us on the air. Terry, our engineer, for getting us all set up and squared away. And thanks to everybody here at the History Center for allowing us to be in. And coming in early this morning, Pam was here, and thanks to Carrie Broom and Of course, Kathy Dean Dielman, a guest as well.
Sounds very good. Well, thanks for spending time with us this morning here at the Elyria History Center. I hear there's a widow's walk on the top up there. I wonder if they're still, would they let me get up that high?
Do you think? Sure.
Can we do a tour after this? So we'll maybe take some pictures, post them on our Facebook page. You can keep tuned to that. And that's it for our Celebrate Elyria this morning on WEOL.